Cobblestone streets, overcome by a frosted winter blanket, stretched and deviated throughout a cold silver city. A gentle fall of snow laid freshly upon the ground, unmarked by any footprint. The moonlight shone a pallid glow that gauntly illuminated the streets in the absence of any firelight. The people of that city slept, or hid in the dark, within their frumpish houses of ungainly masonry. Upon every wall and storefront hung a notice, hastily scrawled at the coming of night and removed again by sunrise. A doctrine and a warning that read, "By fall of the nightly curtain, no man in the street, no light in the window. Be gone and dimly hidden, for the warden comes to do his terrible duty." Heralded by the slow creak of an iron lantern in hand, from out of a dark alleyway stepped a grim figure, a man taking broad strides in high-strung boots that defiled the virgin snow as he tread. A fine blade hung naked from his waist, and across his shoulder was slung a rifle. He patrolled the abandoned roads as the people sealed their doors in fear of him in the dark. It was not the first night in which he'd conducted his miserable chore. Every night bore a new danger for the city of Sankarum, and the once picturesque red hue of the setting sun had long become a bloody and sinister omen. A countdown of a sort, by which to conceal both you and those you love, or suffer horrendously. Such was the world mankind had inherited, for the fall of night was the time when monstrous things emerged, not like those described in children's storybooks, but rather those left undescribed for the fear of summoning death. From where these dreaded things were first born, none could say. They came out from a time of which there is no record, and few still living knew truthfully what these creatures looked like. Only the members of the Warden's Guild still fought to keep them at bay, as was their sworn and ancient duty.